Asad, I've heard a bit about your inspirational story. We were speaking just before we came on air, but I think the listeners would love to hear it from you about, you know, tell us a bit about how you came to Australia and your experiences here.
Well, I left Iraq in 2011, toward the end, like in September. And I went through Dubai, Qatar, then to Malaysia, and stayed in Malaysia about 3 months to get myself ready to Indonesia. And the reason I spent all this time in Malaysia, because we need to go to Malaysia through the sea, like the illegal way, not the legal way, because Iraq wasn't permitted to get into Indonesia by plane or the legal way. Because as the Indonesian government knows, as soon as like Iraq or any country that has a war, the people of that country in particular will come to Indonesia only to pass to Australia or to Christmas Island by boat. And that put Indonesia in a bit quite a problem with Australia. So we are not allowed to come to Indonesia. But yeah, I made it through the sea. Went to Indonesia, stayed there for 3.5 years, then I came to Australia. When I tried to come to Australia to buy a boat, and boat snagged, we went back to Indonesia. Then I decided to not go again, buy a boat, just stays there, and came through the United Nations office, which is the legal way, and I stayed there for 3.5 years. Then here we are, I'm in Australia.
Fantastic. Now, that sounds like a very long journey. And as you said, you listed about many countries along the way that you came through. I just want to ask, in your journey here, were there any particularly challenging moments, moments where you thought, gosh, this is so hard? Do you any moments out of that whole journey here that you remember in particular just being like, I've never faced anything so difficult in my life?
Well, the first challenging moment was for me when the first time I got into that boat from Malaysia to Indonesia, and it took us 18 hours sailing over in the middle of the sea. And for a person who doesn't know how to swim, seeing the wave hitting the boat and how violent was the sea on this stuff, that was really challenging.
Okay. Now, yeah, you came to Australia and you actually you started your high school certificate and you attained your HSC. Now that you've done that, is university something that you'd like to go on to, or do you have any special areas of study that you find really interesting?
Well, the reason I'm studying right now because I had a goal and a dream to continue my higher education certificate, like going to university or being in engineering, because I always dreamed to be in engineering. Even though I finished the HSC in my country, we call it a baccalaureate. And I went for 2 years in the university. It was called Baghdad Technology University. And unfortunately, the last year over there, like I haven't done anything like for studying out there, because I spent most of the last year in Iraq. It's escaping from here to there has been threatened or something like that.
Yeah, it may be a bit hard to study for university when you're trying to escape war zones. I'm sure plenty of people can appreciate that. So you've done it what a lot of people would say is a very hard way. You've had to study your HSE twice. I mean, do you think coming out of that now with university, are you more determined than ever to study on at a higher level now?
Yeah. Especially here in Bangistan Senior College, the teachers are really good. And you feel them like they're skilled to make the student, or especially the non-English speaker, to love education and study and like build the goals for the future, and also make so many ways. We think that it's very hard, and they made them easy for us to understand. And the pathway, especially here in Australia, there is a huge opportunities for a student to go to university, TAFEs, whatever they want, however they want, they build their own lives. So our staff in Bangistan Student College, they just made this one easy, like in flick of your fingers, and you will understand all of this, and you will be able to build your goals straight away, even though you're not able anything. You're not able to understand anything here. Like, for example, us immigrant or refugees, you will get eventually to know each single things.
Wow, now that might be a great point to actually bring in one of the staff at Bankstown Senior College. In fact, one of the teachers, one of your teachers, which is Miss Pascalis, or is it Maria Pascalis?
Both, because we have adult students. We have an English for study group, and we do offer our first and last name, but then to the mainstream students of year 10, 11 and 12, we have our title and our surname. But we have a fairly relaxed atmosphere at the college, and we enjoy teaching our mature age students.
Now, I just would love to ask you, Maria, you see a lot of students come through. Tell us a bit about your experiences teaching Assad.
Oh, Assad is exceptional. I'm overwhelmed by the challenges he's had to face in his life, and he's had to grow up fairly quickly. And I often ask him, you know, he didn't really have much of a childhood, and, you know, became an adult so fast. And he's developed all these amazing skills. He's got great communication skills. He's got excellent academic skills, so you know he's skilled up and he's a great learner, and we're very, very fortunate that, you know, a lot of our students are very resilient, like Assad, and they're able to cope with all the difficult circumstances that they've been through, and also, you know, the idea of trying to fit into a new society, a new place, learn a new language, and fit in with a new system. So, but he's one of the exceptional ones.
Indeed. Now, Assad, you also do a lot of work in the community as well. I understand you actually help translate for people in Australia at Centrelink. Can you tell me a little bit about that role?
Excuse me. So, as I came from Arabic community, there is a lot of people from my own community, they don't speak the English very well, and sometimes they do understand, but it's very hard for them to make other people understand. So what they do, they just contact the people who they know or who they comfortable with to speak for them with a Centrelink rather than phone with the insurance company, or even though like to translate some special form or something like that. So yeah, I have been helping my community people, even though I done once a time, like I translate for a Vietnamese guy in Bengistan Senior College, and that was so, like, you heard it look funny because I doesn't speak the Vietnamese and he doesn't speak the Arabic, but we both was communicated our communication was in English, but the problem with him, he wasn't able to understand the accent from the office in the Bengistan Senior College, but he was able to understand my accent, which is, I don't know why, but yeah, he was able to understand my accent, but he wasn't able to understand the office accent. And also just recently, one of my friend, he had the citizenship exam, and he wasn't able to read or write, even though in Arabic, which is our native language. Then I need to like say the questions and the answers for him, and I'll keep repeating them until he will learn them just by listening to the question or whatever I'm saying. And thanks God, yeah, he passed the exam for the second time.
Well, fantastic. So it sounds like you've not only been a student, but you've also become a bit of a teacher in the community, which I'm sure would make you very happy, Maria, as well.
Oh, he does. He's always... I teach Assad for Mentor, which is a 15-minute session of giving advice to students, supporting them, making sure they're attending the college, and basically Assad sometimes is always thinking ahead of me and supporting me in the classroom, so it's great. I thoroughly appreciate it.
Well, and just like I've thoroughly appreciated having both of you as a studio guest, it's been a really enjoy. I've enjoyed this interview a lot, Asad and Maria. Thank you very much for your time, and we hope to hear from you very soon. It sounds like perhaps we may be meeting one of the great future engineers, a man of many languages and talents, and a fantastic teacher in Maria Pascalis. Thank you both for joining The Daily.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.